Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 15th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 6 1/4 cents at 592.5. July wheat up 25 3/4 at 660 3/4. And July beans up 10 3/4 cents at $14.75. The meal was down $2. Oil was up 17 ticks. Certainly the grains were responding to the wheat prices out here. Wheat's strong on a couple of things. First, the dryness we're seeing in Canada and Russia. Maybe more important, the lack of any kind of a grain agreement between Russia and Ukraine. The deal is going to end on the 18th. It's 3 days away now. Nobody thinks that anything is going to get done, particularly since President Erdogan of Turkey did not win election straight out. He's going into a runoff, and depending on how that comes out on May 28th, may or may not give Putin an incentive to try to get another grain deal done. But I think all those factors put a little bit of upward pressure on the wheat market here. It's interesting that Chicago closed just a little bit higher in the July contract, about 4 cents higher than Kansas City. You'd think with the dryness in Kansas and the rough shape the crops are in that you'd see Kansas City leading the way up. But I think it's a matter that the funds are short so much wheat, Chicago wheat out here. Even with today's action of 25 cents, I still have them short, you know, 130,000 contracts, maybe a little bit less than that, but it's still a big number. So I think the funds were coming for wheat in Chicago more than anything else. So overall, the corn market was firm because of the lack of an agreement. We'll see what Crop Progress says tonight. But we should have pretty good advancements in corn and bean planting. We'll have to see if North Dakota has been able to catch up. But the weather looks pretty good around the country. We're going to get cold tomorrow in northern Illinois, down to about 50 degrees. But it's just a one-day shot, and then we bounce back again. Some rain scattered here and there around the forecast. The export inspections this morning were, corn was a good number, 1.17 million metric tons. That was above last week. The beans well under last week at 148. The wheat was a little bit better than last week at 242. But the beans and the wheat were bad numbers, in my opinion. The NOPA crush was a record for the month at 173.2, but it was a little bit, maybe a million bushels less than what they were looking for, but still a record number. So, you know, there's demand out here. Plus, we had that sale this morning of the meal to Poland, which we generally don't see. There's news that the Brazilian basis has gone last week 15 cents under to 30 over today. So we've had a 45-cent rally in the basis since last week, and I think that's an indication of the tightness and the heavy selling that we saw in March and April by Brazil is certainly backing off. And the fact that Poland came for 100,000 metric tons of meal, I think indicates the problems in Argentina being as bad as they are and not getting any better. So we're still a kind of a tale of two stories out here. What's the weather going to be and what's going to happen with the economy, with the debt ceiling? We need some resolution of that, and we need it soon. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.